March 15th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, always keep an account what values you hold in your heart. Do not allow Satan to chip away at the truth of Christian values. Moral relativism is the compromise of these truths to please self and others. This is why you must place in your hearts the value of pleasing me. When you allow me dominion over your heart, I will lead you along the path of salvation. It is in that way I will place your hearts in the truth of my commandments. Therein lies your peace and security. Therein lies your surrender to my will. No one enters paradise who is disobedient to my commandments. Every soul is at some time in their life disobedient to my commandments. I stress today the importance of a repentant heart. I will honor a repentant heart as though there was never any disobedience. I will welcome such a heart into my heavenly kingdom. Therefore, understand, I look only at hearts. Whatever the heart holds as truth and important determines his eternity." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.